Welcome to the Contractor Biz Corner podcast, where we get together to spend time discussing business principles, legal pitfalls, and tax strategies to help you grow your business, protect what you build, keep more of your money, and plan for the eventual exit. Where we're all busy, thank you so much for spending time with us. Welcome back. I am your host of the Contractor Biz Corner podcast, and my name is Joshua Irvine. If you are just joining us for your first time, welcome. And hopefully there's some content in the past and also going forward that'll be able to help you in your business. Again, just kind of by way of context, if you are new to our podcast, we focus our discussion in two or three different areas. From time to time, we have interviews. We also discuss and I share some thoughts and experiences that I have working with a lot of the construction clients that I counsel. And occasionally, and today's one of those days, I also share some insights from a book that has impacted my business and has been a resource that I've shared with other clients that has helped their business. So hopefully you'll be able to enjoy those. Anyway, As I mentioned, I am an attorney, but I really focus a lot on business, and that's probably where my heart truly is, and my approach to working with clients, whether it's on the legal side, on the tax side, on the business development side, or anything in between, is from that business perspective. So today it's a classic book. It's been around a long time. It's new. It's been updated. I'm sure there's been multiple versions and iterations of this idea. But the concept that we're going to be discussing is in the book called the 80-20 Principle. And this isn't super complicated in theory, but the courage to execute is where it becomes difficult. And so let me just kind of share a couple of points that stood out to me as I was going through this book again recently. Number one is this idea, the 80-20 principle, in its fundamental kind of most basic explanation, is just simply that the majority, maybe not exactly 80%, but the vast majority of our profits and our results in our business, and you could apply this to many other things in life, but today we're talking about business. The vast majority of the outcome that we achieve, the results that we achieve in our business, is attributed to a small minority in this principle, 20% of the input or the effort, the revenue, the activity, the actions that you take, the systems that you implement. The difficulty is not in understanding that idea. I think that idea makes sense. It sounds super simple. The difficulty is twofold. Like I mentioned, one, it's the courage to be able to pursue that. And two, it's the ability to be able to identify what that 20% or that minority action or input is that is necessary to achieve the vast majority of the output. And for the purpose of business, and again, you can apply this in lots of different things in life, but for the purpose of business, the easiest way to analyze this is from a financial standpoint. And so when we're talking about money and we're talking about revenue and profits and those kinds of concepts, it's a little bit more objective to sit down and break these potential reports from our accounting and be able to try to identify what those are. So if you haven't done this before, I definitely encourage you to do it. If you have a bookkeeper or an accountant or somebody else that helps with this, great. If you don't, reach out and I'm happy to help too, so that you can kind of get this information distilled in a way that you can then use it and make decisions. But the bottom line is you want to try to figure out a way to group your various services or products within some kind of a general type. You want to maybe try to group your customers by a certain kind of customer or group type. And you maybe, in the book, it talks about potentially trying to isolate and separate your business in what are called competitive segments, meaning different areas where you have different kinds of competitors. In the construction world, you could look at these and say, look, my product or my service is new builds. Well, that's super general. Are you doing all of the new build or are you doing only parts of the new build? You could say remodel, but again, that's also not very helpful. I'd encourage you to get as detailed as possible and at first, and then you can maybe start, you know, grouping these different categories into other areas. So, for example, you might say, hey, here's my drywall service. Here's my electrician work. Here's my plumbing repair and maintenance, and here's my plumbing replacement and water heater replacements. Here's my deck repair. Here's my concrete pouring. Here's my roof install. Here's my heat tape. Here's my whatever it is that you do. I would try to list out as much as possible what those are. Then the second one, I would do both of these because I think you get different insights. The second one is to then group your customers and the kinds of customers that you work with. Maybe you're a subcontractor and you work with a lot of general contractors. Maybe you only do residential work and it's more on the remodel side. And so you are dealing with homeowners directly, owner occupied, or maybe rentals or something like that. Maybe you deal with flips and investors and realtors. I don't know, but all of these are really helpful to really get a hold of your business and figure out what are the causes, what are the ways in which you are obtaining your revenue and your profit. And then as you do that, we start whittling it down to say, great, if we were to take out one of these things, what does that do to my bottom line? We could break it down into percentages. I've done this for myself, you know, on a quarterly or an annual basis. I would generate these kind of reports, and then I would analyze the percentage that it makes up my entire company's revenue. And with that, can start to make choices about closing down certain offerings, expanding into certain offerings, marketing in different ways. If you're able to identify those customers that are your main referral sources, you can then focus on increasing those referral sources, nurturing those relationships, etc., because that's where you get your bread and butter work. Like I said, the principle is not complicated. It's really the discipline to sit down and try to figure out what this looks like for your company. And like I said, I'm happy to help you do that. And then the second and the hardest part is really the courage to make those choices. To say to a client, I'm no longer doing that kind of work. I'm closing that down. I'm moving on in these different directions. In the short term, maybe there's a little up and down process as you are trying to phase out of some of those projects and work. You're obviously going to have to finish the work you already have and you've agreed to do. But phasing out of those things will allow you not only to better control your business, but frankly, to get almost identical results with a lot less input, with a lot less variability to the kind of work you're doing and all of the hours and hours and hours that you spend on your business. Anyway, I recommend the book. It's called The 80-20 Principle. You could probably find it anywhere for a couple of bucks if you want to order it because there's so many out there. I'm sure there's audiobooks out there. I personally like to listen to audiobooks when I'm out running around or doing things out in nature. But if you have any questions about it as you're trying to implement this for your own company, definitely reach out and I'm happy to share some ideas and thoughts and examples of what we've done and how I've helped other clients really articulate what these two different numbers are for their firm. Until next time, hopefully we will chat soon. That's it for today here at your Contractor Biz Corner. Feel free to reach out anytime to chat about ideas you had from our discussion today. Until next time, remember, we're here to help you build, protect, keep, and exit.